like calling an audible, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just Omaha'd you. That was Peyton Manning. Really went for it there, Micah. Hi, Drew Garabo Live. Thanks for holding through the break. Who are you?
Is it me?
Yes.
Oh, it's my therapist, Julie.
Oh, hey, my therapist, Julie. She emailed me this week and had a really cool idea for, you know, the biggest struggle of all of this, I think we can all agree, other than financial problems, which it works hand in hand sometimes, is your emotional health and your mental health. And a lot of people have been pretty good for a while. And then this week, for whatever reason, for me, things seem to mount up. Now, Micah, she said this week was easier for her than any other because she started to really step it up from an exercise point of view. But for me, this has been the toughest week of all of them. And it just so happened that Julie, a regular listener of the show, emailed me, who's a therapist, and said, can we do something where I call up and if people need some help, we can connect them offline and help people get through what's obviously a very difficult time for a whole lot of people. Is that fairly sum things up so far?
That's very well said. I think that was perfect.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Nice of you to say. Mm-hmm. So so tell us your specialty and what you're experiencing with people right now when it comes to mental health.
Okay. Well, in layman's terms, I'm a psychotherapist, meaning I do talk therapy, rapid resolution therapy. Psychotherapist meaning one word, not two. My husband right. says psychotherapist, but
I like
whatever.
That. I would wonder if people would make jokes like that with psychotherapists. Like, will you stop being such a psychotherapist?
Totally. Or one did today, the rapist. That's how they remember how to spell therapist. Oh.
That's how I've been spaced. Yeah. I say it that way in my head forever. If I go see a therapist, which I have several times through my life, I always say, time to go see the rapist. And I get very, very excited to go. And then I realize right. it's a therapist. And I'm like, oh, what a letdown.
Right. I like to think of psycho meaning the original Greek meaning, which is breath, soul, and mind. And I think that sums up perfectly the kind of therapist that I am.
Fantastic. So what's your vision like when it comes to helping people who are listening right now who are feeling their nerves getting frayed and their already tenuous grip on reality starting to loosen?
Well, I've been doing telemedicine for 3 weeks now, talking about this coronavirus in particular. Excuse me. The first thing that I'm noticing is that people are having a hard time accepting what is happening.
That is true.
And there's a lot of suffering that comes from that pushing against reality. You know, this is happening. We don't need to place blame. We don't need to do this. We need to accept the fact that this is the situation that we're in, and it's going to take awareness and service and effort and a lot of things for us as locally a community and then globally the human population to get beyond this without going nuts.
Right.
Because people are, and it's interesting talking to people who are isolated in their homes, bored, no distraction, going crazy in that way, meaning anxious. There's uncertainty. There's a loss of the illusion of control. Right. And then you have another group of people who are working still and dealing with everything as normal with the addition of the pandemic. So it's right. it's very divided in what people are coping with. But the anxiety, the depression, substance abuse, all of these things are flaring up for people.
Well, I think you're a benevolent human being for wanting to do something about that, because I know there are a lot of people. You know, you can only tell yourself so many times, oh, well, the only thing we can control is our attitude and let's go into this and know we're going to get out of this somehow. But even the most resolute find themselves going, okay, so now I can't go to the grocery store because everybody's sick there and that was my only refuge. Mm-hmm. So now I got to stay at home. And we always talk about this both off the air and on. Married couples, you're really putting the rubber to the road right now. You're finding out if you're still connected with each other and able to withstand stuff because you're around each other all the time, or if you've been able to make it work so long because you have separate lives going on, you know, and I imagine you're seeing a whole lot of that in your field.
Well, in my field and also in my personal life, and I share this with my clients. In the first week, they're like, Julie, what do I do? What do I do? And I'm this is unprecedented. I don't know. Wow. I'm doing it too. Yeah. And did it put a strain on my marriage? Absolutely. The first week, I'm thinking, oh, financially, we're going to sink our jobs. We might lose our jobs. All of these things. And the added pressure that puts on all of our relationships.
Right on.
And you're absolutely right. It will sort things out for people.
Yeah, you'll find out one way or another when all this is said and done, which way your relationship is going, certainly. Okay, so then how can people get in contact with you? How do we connect people who need to talk to you with you? And then secondly, before we let you go, will you bust out a little King Kunta for us? Because I know you know the entire song, and I'd love to.
Okay.
So those two things.
I could do a Jay-Z because I haven't done King Kunta in a long time.
Fair enough.
But I could do some Jay-Z.
Thank you.
Okay. First of all, I think it's important to understand that we have a resource in our community on the phone, 211, on the phone or online, to get some support, to talk to someone, to find out what resources are in the community. So 211 is an easy thing for people to do.
Right on.
There's also a suicide hotline. I think it's important for people to be aware of that, especially if they have loved ones who have suicidal ideation and they are concerned about this tipping them over the edge. And that number is 1-800-273-TALK, which is 8255.
That's your boy Logic's song, isn't it, John? Doesn't Logic?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Big fan.
1-800-273-TALK. Got it. Yeah. And for you, like, if people are like, man, I want to schedule one of these teleconferences with Dr. Julie, is that ethical for you to pimp that? I don't know. I don't know your world, Julie.
Well, I'm not known as the most ethical of therapists, so
That's what I like to hear. Hell okay. Yeah.
I'm just real. They can find me at mytherapistjulie.com.
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 She's a nice lady. I mean, I don't know her in real life, but again, like we talked about yesterday, you have social media friends, and Julie seems like a good egg. We've been social media friends for a while. All right, so then what song by Jay-Z will you be favoring us with before we shuffle you on out of here?
Can we do Picasso, Baby?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Were you calling me Baby, or is that part of the song?
I can if you like me to.
I wouldn't mind that.
She's got, what's that called, the talking recordings that you listen to? What's that called? ASMR?
Oh, AMSR? AMSR? ASMR?
Yeah, Julie, you have that voice. Like, that, if you ever need a fallback project, I feel like you could really talk me to a good place.
Like, what activity? Oh, could you? A therapist. Okay, so, like, you know that tone, the AMSR tone. Do, like, some therapeutic, like, things. Like, talk to me about, like, automatic negative thoughts and such in an AMSMR voice, please.
Well, now I feel the pressure. I call it my hypnotherapy voice. It's the voice that I use when I'm bringing people down off the ledge into trance. Radical acceptance, that would be number one. Noticing your breath, noticing your thinking, and absolutely positively get your head where your feet are.
Whenever you're ready, Dr. Julie.
Castle. I'm a casa. No, my castle. I'm a hasa. No, I'm a... I'm never satisfied, can knock my hustle. I want a rascal, no. I want a brothel, no. I want a wife me like a prostitute. The thing love on a million. Dirty hotel with a fan on the ceiling, All for the love of drug dealing, Marble floors, gold ceilings, Oh, what a feeling.
She's the best.
I want a billion.
Oh.
Shall I keep going?
Only if you... I mean... I'll finish if you do. Wait, what? thank you very much for joining us on this Friday. Dr. Julie, it's mytherapistjulie.com. She's dropped some straight-up mental health knowledge on you. And if we had the Sway's Five Fingers of Death here, I'd make you go through that because I get the feeling you could freestyle your way out of it. But we'll save that for another time.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Drew.
Thank you, Julie.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Dr. Julie, if you need her. Do you know this song, by the way? I don't at all.
No.
Completely unfamiliar with this Jay. We just got schooled on Hove by a therapist lady. Drew Grabo Live, you also held through the break, and I appreciate that. Who might you be?
This is Sefner Ray.
Yeah, a little ray of sunshine. Hell keep the party going.
Spin it, Ray.
We're going to keep that party going with Sefner Ray because he got some sad words that he wants to say. He wants to bring us all down. Yeah, drop the mood. Sorry, Sefner Ray, I don't mean to be rude, but every time you call, I'm like, you chill. You ain't gotta be such a buzzkill, because when I hear you, I get depressed. I'm just playing, Ray. You know you are impressed with John and the way he might rhyme. So come on, John, drop it like you dropping the dime.
You know all day it's my main man, Ray. He keep it real tight and he drinks Bud Light. He gets queer wasted all damn night. When he mixes the pill with a little bit of beer, things get sad and things get weird.
It's not wrong.
You say his name is Ray and he drinks Bud Light all day. But Dr. Julie, I bet your C-ship's truly every day, and she's dropping all the rhymes. She called into the show. Mental health is on the prime time.
And you know I got the switchy wrong. You guys both. What? I thought that was a clever rhyme.
How did we set you up for that? How did we set you up to call the nice therapy lady a bitch?
I didn't call. No, I wasn't calling. You know, in rap music.
And you called her old.
No, that part I didn't mean. That's why I dumped it.
And then you tried to make it our fault.
No, I didn't. That's nobody's fault. But yes, you definitely set me up for that. Both of you guys like vomited on the floor and your heads exploded.
I mean, she was a nice lady.
She's a friend. I felt like it's a fellow rapper.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't gauging your relationship correctly. If you guys got it like that, then I apologize.
Well, if we did, I wouldn't have dumped it. Yeah. But it would have come off disrespectful. Sorry about that, Ray.
We love you, man.
Hey, I just had a question. Do you know if Hillsborough County pass a law where you have to have a respirator or something covering your face when you go out?
Not a law.
No, they're I think the word I saw today was recommending. Hillsborough County is recommending that you wear a face cover in public.
Yeah, but not law, Ray. They're not going to arrest you if you don't. But everyone's recommending if you go out. And it's, by the way, just so you know, maybe you didn't know this, it's to protect other people from anything you might have. So, you know, when you see someone with a mask, don't think what a weirdo. Think that person cares enough about me to protect me from their potential germs.
Yeah, I just had that question, and sorry if I got too drunk last week to make the conversation, but...
It was great.
We appreciate it. We like it that way, Ray.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have any place to be, you don't have anything to do, why not, dude? Get a little loaded and call us.
I got released from work early yesterday and got told not to even come in today because work's so bad.
Oh, man. Well, that doesn't sound like a good Friday at all.
Got to go in Monday, and I'll probably be told to go home for the rest of the week. Okay. So things are getting bad.
Well, that's a very prophetic rhyme I had. Yeah. Ray, man, I'm sorry, dude. I don't know what to tell you other than hang in there, pal. Yeah.
We're with you, Ray.
Well, you know we love you. We're always here for you every afternoon.
Yeah, I know you guys give me a hard time, but, I deserve it.
No, you don't deserve it. It's just we bust you up because we love you. You know that. If we didn't bust you up, or, if we didn't love you, we wouldn't bust you up like we do. But we love you.
Hey, yeah, I know. You only bust your balls on your best friends. All right, you guys be good. I love you guys. Stay out of trouble. And if you hear any information that needs to be out there, let everybody know.
Ray. Thanks. Much love. Hang in there. Thank God he didn't say nuts, because if he did, we would have to shut it down and just go into lockdown mode on the show and never come back again. Because if he had said nuts there, I wouldn't have been able to handle life. Drew Grabo Live, hi. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, dude.
Hey, just need your opinion on something really quick.
Okay.
Pinellas County has the mosquito charge just sitting around not doing anything. You see in other countries of people, they're spraying some kind of, sanitizer or something running, on the streets. Why doesn't Pinellas kind of use their mosquito trucks to do the same thing and drive around the streets?
To drive around spraying sanitizer instead of mosquito spray?
Yeah, I don't know. You do see that in a lot of different places. Yeah. And we haven't seen the visuals, at least, of that happening anywhere in America. So I don't know why it supposedly works other places, but not here.
And why do I feel like you could get straight cyanide gas and pump that out of the mosquito trucks, and it would be better for you to breathe in than whatever it is they pump out of there? For the love of God, Ugh.
You know how they spray mosquitoes at like 3 a.m. So obviously nobody's going to be out if there's some kind of ordinance going on. So.
Sometimes I jog at 3.
I don't know. I just needed an opinion on it.
Yeah.
Is this a good idea to bring it up to the city?
I would endorse you bringing that up to the city. I think you've got yourself a good cause there, and it's a good use of mosquito trucks. that aren't you know, aren't there. But and by the way, speaking of mosquitoes, you might see a lot of bats dive bombing them, especially without a lot of human interaction right now. Resist the temptation to feast upon their delicious innards, whether raw or cooked.
You know about my fear about bats. I don't know why I didn't tell you this first thing this morning or let you know. I was attacked by bats last night. Most freaking traumatic experience of my life. I had gotten over it. I had gotten over the fear of bats because people like you push this fake agenda that bats are cool and are cute and bats are whatever. Last night, I take my dog out. I was literally on the sidewalk, curled up in the fetal position because I was being attacked by bats. I get out there with my dog, and the first thing I say is, I say to my fiance, I say, "Oh my God, there's a bat." She goes, "Oh, you're just freaking out. There's no bats." So I fall to the ground because they were everywhere. And then I hear her saying, "There's no bats. There's no bats." And then before she could say that twice, she's freaking out. "Oh my God, we got to get inside." We were both being attacked by bats.
Are you sure?
No, this was real.
I don't think this is real.
You're using the verb attack like that's not hyperbole. That you were not attacked by bats.
There's probably one bat.
You weren't even swarmed.
I saw at least five bats, and they were jumping. They were diving down towards my body.
No, they weren't.
You should thank every one of those flying rats. I've been around bats before. I know what they do. I know that they're eating mosquitoes. Yeah. This wasn't
when
that.
When have you been around bats before?
These were. What do you know about bats, Micah?
When were you hanging out with bats?
I have bats in my neighborhood. There's bats here. I know their tendencies. I have a fear of bats. This was not even bat-like. I had made peace with what bats normally do. This wasn't that. This was more than that.
This was aggressive. Maybe they had rabies.
I think the phrase, "I have a fear of bats," sums up everything
around and I had come to peace with that. I had been working on that. I had faced those fears. Right. I was okay. And then last night, I was completely accosted by them.
Look, there were mosquitoes around you because they were going to bite you. So those bats, they sense radar and they sense a dense collection of mosquitoes and they're targeting that. They're not going after you, but if a mosquito's about to bite you, I will say they could accidentally brush you. And I know for you, that would be terrifying.
No, I was surrounded by them. I'm like, this is not me making things up.
I was surrounded.
I looked in front of me, into the sides, and there were bats everywhere.
No, they weren't.
Everywhere.
I said there was at least five bats around my head at one given time. So we had to run inside without Brody even going to the bathroom. So what ended up happening was I let Brody go out the back door with his leash, and I've got the door shut, and he's just outside on his leash because it was too dangerous to go out there.
Okay.
We got to go to break.
I'm only upset that this is the first time hearing about it.
I honestly don't know why.
That's a phone call.
It really was. That's not even a text.
That's a phone
call.
Honestly,
probably because I'm trying to push it deep down.
Busting. All right, we'll return with our game. Know me well or go to hell. Next on Drew Garabo Live. Are you safe working at home? Who else is watching your do-it-yourself doorbell or that do-it-yourself camera? All those DIY items hooked into your internet make cybersecurity much harder. And if your children are home alone doing online school, which pretty much every kid is right now, well, it could be leaving them exposed to criminal threats. Now more than ever, you need a professional SafeTouch alarm installed by true professionals. SafeTouch systems have the proper firewalls and the encryption technology backed up by national operating centers, and the SafeTouch UL monitoring center exceeds all UL requirements, making it disaster resistant. And the SafeTouch two-way communicator is available 24/7 for any kind of threat, medical, home emergency, or even home invasions. 888-723-8682. Mention the promo code TAMPA or go to safetouch.com right now for your free estimate.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.